A church leader is executed in the Philippines. Maldives' new constitution could cause more problems for Christians. And a care plan in Liberia could help change lives. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Communist rebels in the Philippines have executed a church pastor in the Mindanao area. They falsely accused him of aiding soldiers in an anti-insurgency campaign. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Adele Conondyke says, unfortunately, this trend appears likely to continue.
The reasons that church leaders are in positions of being threatened is because usually they're in places where they're advocating change. It's Islamic militants focusing their attacks on Christian leaders.
According to the ministry, the murdered pastor who had been kidnapped in May had been subject to torture during his captivity. Militant Muslim groups in the southern part of the country are intent on forming an Islamic state, and persecution of Christians is increasingly common. Keep praying for those who are taking the hope of Christ to the region.
Pray that they will be bold and be strong, and be thankful that we have seen in these situations where, even in these climates of threat and of violence, that leaders have actually become bolder and stood up and recognized the need for strong church leaders in these kind of environments.
Next, the Maldives' newly ratified constitution is getting both praise and criticism. The World Evangelical Alliance reports that Article 2 reads, "The law is based on the principles of Islam." Article 3 says non-Muslims may not become citizens and no true religious liberties have been outlined. President Gayoom has been labeled a dictator in the past, but the new constitution categorizes the country as a democracy. Pray that the new laws will not bring more oppression to Christians there. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Irish are looking for answers to a growing problem in their country. A government task force reports the suicide rate of males between 15 and 24 was higher than that of most European countries, and it's growing. HCJB Global Voice is hoping to provide answers through Ireland's first Christian radio station that went on the air in Cork in March. HCJB's Roger Bassick says while religion is common in Ireland,
there is a real spiritual darkness there that's present. Cork has the highest suicide rate in all of Ireland, right in our listening area, so it's not a coincidence the station is there.
Life FM went on the air after Christians petitioned the government for 20 years. The radio station's fighting a Christian perception that Bassick would like you to pray about.
A lot of harm has been done in the name of Christ by religious people, and what we're trying to get people to do is to look beyond religion and see Jesus. To realize that it's not about religion, it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Next, while prices of everything seem to double, wouldn't it be nice if our money did the same? Here's Life Inner City can double your donations right now. They need them more than ever to keep their programs running at full capacity. The money from the Matching Challenge Fund could be the saving grace for people who have lost a job. It's often this encounter with a practical love of Christ that draws families into a local church for the first time. Go online now to make your donation go further. And Sammy Tippett Ministries' Dave Tippett says they're one step closer to implementing a care plan for Liberia. Last December, evangelist Sammy Tippett shared a special burden to help the people recover from 14 years of civil war. This summer, Dave headed up a team to put feet to that vision.
This was an exploratory trip. This was our first step and several steps. And so 2009 is our kickoff. We will be bringing back medical teams, some of this microfinance stuff we started laying the groundwork for. We're looking at drilling and doing some water wells.
The team's laying plans to make an impact spiritually, socially, economically, and educationally. This is a big vision for one community in the country.
It's a long-term project. We met with everyone from the vice president of the country to local government leaders, and we're working through the churches. That's our whole desire, is for people to see the love of Christ tangibly through the physical actions of what's going to be happening in the community, and connecting that also to see how Christ can change their lives spiritually, and their souls can be saved through him.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.